This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get into the hottest Astro. Not, I don't mean like hot, like walking the runway in his suit.
Yeah.
The ladies are all like, oh, he's got a nice ass. Not that kind of hot. I mean like
though the
really
hottest,
hitting
like,
the
performance
baseball.
Wise,
performance
who is the hottest Astro? That's a tough one. I feel like Gerrit Cole has an earthy feel to him that a lot of girls like. Jonesy, was that on the air? Did you say that? Boy, you jumped right in with Mariznick. You know, I would say Mariznick. I've got a man crush on Mariznick. I feel like he's everything that I would have wanted to be as a young single
Jonesy, why
man.
Did you jump so quickly in on Mariznick?
The chicks dig him.
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking about your wife probably, right? She probably thinks that. Is that her power ranking? My wife.
Did she make you wear a Mariznick jersey to bed one night? Jonesy,
I don't need one.
Oh, Jonesy, look at that. Out of nowhere.
I just call myself Jake.
That's it.
Just like Jake, I dive in. And because that's what he does. He dives
he
forward.
Does, he, for, dives,
for,
he dives in.
He does. He dives and catches things.
At first. Yep.
So, Mariznick, I can't remember my wife. My wife gets mad at me because I always say, oh, yeah, she puts Mariznick number one. And I come home and she says, no, Seth, you put Mariznick number one. I think she's getting a little nervous about if I were ever
how
left alone
like
with
Mariznick.
I might be like, well, you know, times sure have changed.
like Michael Scott with Ryan the Temp?
Yeah.
Like Michael Scott on The Office is heterosexual, except with Ryan the Temp, where he grabs his ass all the time.
Mariznick, who, by the way, I still feel should have been a wide receiver. He'd be making more money if you were a wide receiver. He's fast enough to be a wide receiver.
He is. He would have been like a Jeff Samardzija type.
He's a wide... Why exactly Jeff Samardzija?
Because he's rangy
and he's
6 foot five. No, yeah. You said that, not me. I don't see color.
So,
and he's got scraggly hair.
But he is. He's not like as tall as Samardzija. Samardzija's like 6'5", right? Whereas
Mariznick's
6'3".
He's 6'3"?
He's 6'3".
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe it is because he's white then. I don't know.
Yeah. But what are we even talking about? Oh, we're selling off. Look. Here's your opportunity. Jake Mariznick won't be here, but... Arian Foster, Jonathan Joseph, DJ Reader, Kevin Walton. Now, talk about your good-looking wide receivers.
Yeah. He's got some Samardzija-type qualities
to him. Can you imagine if Kevin... High IQ football player.
Right.
Maybe, can you imagine if
sure
Kevin...
Hands.
Can you imagine if Kevin Walter and Jake Mariznick were on the same football team?
Oh, my
if
God.
If they were your X and your Y,
ooh.
Some girl would be like, I'll be your Z.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah baby. So what... What are all these people going to be at, Seth?
So at Wade Smith's event tonight, Bulls and Blackjacks. Bulls and Blackjack tonight.
Tomorrow night.
610's going to have a table at the Astoria Hotel. It's a fancy affair. And you can come and sit at the 610 table with Landry Locker and myself. You'll get a cash prize if you knock me out of the game. And like I said, Arian Foster, Jonathan Joseph, all those guys are going to be there. It'll be a really good time. And all proceeds are tax deductible. They go to the Wade Smith Foundation. Let's do it this way for this hour. Let's start the bidding at... Let's put up two tickets, and we'll start the bidding at $200 per ticket.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Okay.
So call the contest line.
832-430-2WIN.
Yep. And we'll start the bidding off at $200 per ticket. So a minimum of two tickets, so you're going to be bidding $400 here. So these are a $750 value. You're going to get to sit in the VIP lounge. All of that.
And play poker against you guys.
Wait, let's see. My wife, I might have sold her on Mariznick. Oh, yeah. She says Mariznick and Springer. She calls him Springy, number one. She calls him Springy. Yeah. Springy. But we're old enough now that she looks at these guys as like her kid brothers, right? Yeah. Right? That's
yeah.
No, she would never, right? Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't.
Probably.
You know her better than I
am I going to blame her?
Yeah. Right. I'm afraid you might.
She's gonna sleep with Mariznick, and then I'm gonna make her tell me about it every night. Tell me what was his hair? Was his hair was pillowy and
did
soft?
He smell like. Okay, so that's not what we were gonna talk about in this segment. Have you looked at Jose Altuve's number since July 1st?
Oh, I know he's back to himself.
They had a question last night on the broadcast. you know, the little questions where you vote on the poll. It's four choices. Who has been the most valuable Astro since the All-Star break? And the choices were Bregman, Yordan, Yuli, and Altuve. Those are the four choices. And Altuve finished in last place among those four guys, which I get. Like, Yordan's been incredible. He's going to win Rookie of the Year. Yuli was Player of the Month in July.
They said specifically since the break.
Since the break.
Yeah.
And Bregman might win MVP of the league now that Mike Trout is hurt. Jose Altuve, since July 1st, has a slash line of he has a .336 batting average and an OPS of 1004. Mm-hmm. 1.004. That's on base plus slugging percentage. He has 18 home runs since July 1st, which is the same number that Yordan Alvarez has. So when we sit here and we talk about Yordan Alvarez being this revolutionary home run hitter, and he is, he's incredible. And granted, the cumulative distance of Yordan's home runs probably have gone further than Jose's 18 home runs in that time. But the fact of the matter is, diminutive Jose Altuve at 5'5" or whatever he is, has the same number of home runs as one of the top sluggers in all of baseball, who happens to be in the same lineup. The other one, the weighted runs created, which is this dorky stat that people like, he's at 165 on that. Just know that means he's been 65% better than the average American League hitter.
But it
since
is,
July
I mean,
1st.
It is worth pointing out, though, that since the All-Star break, Bregman, Yordan, Yuli all have better OPSs than Altuve. It's not that
Altuve. It's incredible because he's over 1,000.
Right. Oh, no, Bregman's been 1.113.
Yeah.
Since, I always feel weird. I never know how to say the OPS other than once it gets above 1,000.
Yeah.
So, by the way, do you know who has the best OPS since the All-Star break on the Astros? I mean, it's going to be one of those. You know it.
Is it Yordan?
No, Garrett Stubbs. It's one of those ones that doesn't really count.
He got up and hit a double in his only at-bat or something.
He was, he had seven runs. Three hits on six at-bats. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, he's batting
1458 OPS since
then. Oh, my God. How is he not in the everyday lineup?
He's batting 500.
Yeah. But Altuve's and those other guys have been great. I guess I bring this up because my feeling with Altuve, when he got hurt last year, I think the lineup's probably more equipped to deal with him being hurt if something were to happen to him again. When he got hurt last year in the pre-Yordan, pre-Yuli being awesome, a pre-Michael Brantley era, which was last year, losing Jose Altuve, which essentially you did. I mean, he had a knee injury where he just wasn't himself. That, to me, is what cratered the lineup for that team. It wasn't Carlos Correa and his inability to hit the ball out of the infield. Jose Altuve, for years, has been the fuel that's made the engine go that is the Astros lineup. They're built more to withstand losing a guy like that this year just because they've got more good hitters on the team now than they've ever had. But Jose Altuve, the guy who's been the lifeblood of that lineup, is back to being the lifeblood of the lineup again, which is good because now he's making $30 million a year.
And so compared to last year this time, Altuve had a broken kneecap.
Yes.
Lance McCullers, let's say, so if Lance McCullers was the equivalent of Greinke, then he was pitching with a torn UCL.
He was basically a Tommy John surgery waiting to happen.
McCullers really doesn't get enough credit for trying to pitch his way through a UCL. And he knew he had a partially torn UCL. It wasn't like it was some flukish thing that they didn't know about.
Was he feeling pain?
Yeah, he was uncomfortable because he was struggling for a little while where he just wasn't quite himself.
I'm not saying it doesn't make him tough if he's not feeling pain. I'm just curious what it feels like to pitch. That seems like something,
a lot of times partial tears actually hurt more than a full tear. Because it's still tugging at the nerves and everything. Once you get the full tear, you get sweet, sweet release. And sure, it wobbles around and everything, and you'll get injured again.
It sounds like something that's malpractice when you describe it. Like he has a torn ligament in his elbow, and he's going to require Tommy John surgery, and he's out there pitching in the postseason. But the Astros have good doctors. I'm sure everybody was cool with it.
It's one of those things where, okay, what's the worst that's going to happen? It tears.
And tears all the way,
It's easier to fix the full tear than the partial tear.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Good point. But if your point is that they were dealing with a whole lot of stuff last year and they're ramping up to being in the best shape possible this year, very valid point.
Their load management with Verlander. It's nice that it's – how much do you care right this point? If you had to choose between two things, let's say Presley – you get home field advantage, but Presley's not 100%.
Okay.
Or Presley's 100%, but you don't get home field advantage.
I will take, that's a good one. You know what? Am I getting the Presley that was the All-Star Presley?
Yeah.
I'll take Presley. I'll take Presley. Yeah.
Okay, Peacock. Do you take healthy Peacock
or home field advantage?
Or home field advantage?
Home field advantage.
You take really? Okay.
Presley, when Presley was doing his thing, Presley was an elite reliever. And if Osuna starts to go a little sideways, yeah. Presley might wind up being your closer in the postseason.
I still look at Peacock as the one guy that, especially in a game four, where you're wondering, oh man, what if your back's up against the wall and you're thinking about Verlander on short rest or something?
Yeah.
Versus, oh, we've got Peacock or whoever else. I just don't know.
So it's like
a Miley Peacock combo or something. Yeah,
yeah. The reason why I value a guy like Presley more than a guy like Peacock, you're talking about Peacock getting into games that there's a decent chance you're going to lose either way because it's kind of a wonky game, like Game 5 was of the World Series. It's back and forth. It's not like he's going to be in there for five innings impacting it. He's in there for two or three innings. Presley is a guy, I think we saw this with the Astros against the Dodgers. When you lose games, when you give up runs at the end of a game and you lose a game like that, that's like it almost feels like you're losing two games when you cough up a late lead like that. And I don't trust Osuna totally still. We saw it last night. He puts two guys on base last night before he kind of works his way out of a jam. I don't need that kind of stuff in my life when October rolls around, man.
I like it. Give me that drama.
Oh, screw that. No, and I think a fully healthy Presley is a guy who, at the very least, is going to be a lights-out setup guy for you in the eighth inning. And if Osuna is in an untrustworthy mode, then maybe Presley closes out some games for you, too.
I wonder, too, maybe there's a little bit of a security blanket factor with Presley and Osuna, where when Presley's 100% and healthy and happy, because half the runs he gave up this year was when Presley was struggling with his health issues.
You mean like it's almost like when Presley's not in there, it's like Osuna has had a vital organ ripped from his inside his chest?
Maybe it's almost too much pressure or something.
Like he's operating without a kidney?
Well, because the first half of the season was when Presley was healthy and they were lights out.
They were incredible. Presley wasn't giving up, literally was not giving up any runs, and Osuna was not blowing any saves.
So how much of Osuna's, I don't even want to say struggles necessarily, but his non-magnificence came after Presley started having injury troubles.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
Because it's been in the last few months.
I don't know if it's just coincidence or if that actually helps that much.
Yeah.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.